It's a big day on Take It From Us today, and I'll get to you soon as to why it's a big day. I'm host Sheldon Brown with technician Declan Curran, and that was Joe Cocker. We just lower that music a little bit, I think, Declan. Thanks very much. We're playing that music because of what's happened in Christchurch, and our hearts and prayers go out to all those involved in Friday's terrible events in my hometown, the victims, their friends, family and colleagues. It's been a very sad and dark time for Christchurch and for New Zealand. Christchurch was my home for 26 years, and I played rugby adjacent to the mosque attacked in Dean's Avenue at Hagley Park, and was once knocked out there, ending up in Christchurch Hospital for a night. The city of my birth has had a rough 8 years, which has had intense mental health repercussions, and the latest terrorism won't help the mental health of my city. Take It From Us sincerely hopes that none of our listeners have friends, families or colleagues caught up in the mayhem and the unfolding grief, loss and confusion of those terrible shootings. It is important that we look at ourselves, our colleagues, and the mental health community. Please check in with anyone you know who might not be feeling safe because of their religion or faith right now, or have family or friends in Christchurch. There is a 24/7 text and phone number, 1737, for access to professional counselling. And I heard on the news just recently that that number has been inundated by people, callers, right now looking for help. So the reason today is a big day is the nature of our guest. Let me introduce a very important person, not just because he's my boss, but also because he's Group Chief Executive of the organisation being established from the merger of Connect Supporting Recovery and Framework. So to simplify that, there is a merger between Connect Supporting Recovery and Framework, and our guest today is the Group Chief Executive. Here's Daryl Bishop to tell us the latest on an exciting merger of two very well-established and professional community mental health organisations. Well, Daryl, last time you were on Take It From Us, you were the national manager of Like Minds. That's going back a few years.
Oh, kia ora, Sheldon. Yeah, it's been about 4 years. It's long. About 8 years ago since I've been on the show. So it's great to be back. But just wanted to echo your words about Christchurch. Like everybody else, was shocked and horrified when I heard the news on Friday. I've spent a lot of the last 20 years in New Zealand working in Christchurch in a few roles, and have many friends down there, and I'm stunned by the events, and echo your words of support. We should all be supporting each other and supporting everybody in distress. But yeah, it's good to be back. It's feels like I sat across this table just a couple of weeks ago, but it's eight or 9 years.
Yeah, well, you were actually driving to New Plymouth on Friday, and got some surprise texts. You weren't listening to a news channel on the radio, so
no.
You were a bit suddenly taken aback by why you were receiving texts from friends.
Well, I was actually driving to a music festival to WOMAD, and because I was going to a music festival, and I was very happy because we'd had some really positive merger discussions with staff all week. I was listening to New Zealand music. I was listening to Finn Andrews and a few other people and singing along, and then suddenly started to get texts from friends and family in Christchurch telling me they were safe. So I pulled over and got my phone out and sat there, and like many people, just shocked and read the news report. So on the side of a road somewhere between Otorohanga and Tikawiti, I sat reading news reports. So yeah. It's a very sad day.
Yes. Well, let's get on to the business of today's broadcast, which is the merger of Connect and Framework. Well, what's the background to this merger?
Well, although we're talking about it publicly over the last couple of months, we've been talking about it as organisations since last June, July. So as many people may know, Framework have been without a CEO for a while, and the background was that myself and Spencer Beasley, who's the CFO of Framework, had a conversation after a hui one day And I was just offering support and saying, you know, we're always looking for partnerships and conversations about how we can work together. And given the lack of a CEO, offered that first branch of conversation. And that's how it started, really. And it's kind of developed from a conversation in a car park in South Auckland to this wonderful thing that we're doing now.
Right. Yeah, well, when I got wind of a possible merger, I thought about it and I thought, well, Connect is probably the most likely merger partner for Framework. It was quite nice to have that confirmed, especially what I knew about Connect and the growth and innovation that Connect has demonstrated.
Yeah, I think the similarities go back a lot further than that. If you look at the history of our sector and you look at the history of Framework and Connect, both came out of the deinstitutionalisation process and both were community responses to people living with lack of adequate support. And both organisations have done amazing work for 30 plus years supporting people to find housing, find jobs, build relationships, keep well, and are both really recovery focused. So the idea of us coming together is built on a shared value base and a shared experience of the last 30 years.
Yeah.
So it was an easy start to a conversation.
You've had a change of name. I'm just trying to think. Was it ARMS, AHMS?
Yeah, it was. Before my time, yeah, it was Auckland Mental Health Service. Yeah, so it was an organisation very similar to Framework based around helping people find somewhere to live and the right supports in the community. We changed our name about 10 years ago to Connect Support and Recovery. Probably the biggest change in that time is Connect is a real leader in peer support. So in more recent times, a big part of our development has been the development of lived experience as a leadership within the organisation. And over half of our staff have a lived experience, and we provide opportunities within peer support and other roles for people to use that lived experience in a positive way. And that's put us in a position of some growth from a business point of view, but also change the organisation, because once you see lived experience as a beating heart of an organisation, it does change it quite significantly.
We've been very
blessed by that.
A lovely way to put it, the beating heart of an organisation. I mean, peer support is probably the area of most dramatic growth in mental health, isn't it?
In some ways, yeah. In some ways, also, it's stalled. If I was being critical, if you look nationally, we're about the same amount of FTEs of peer support nationally as we were 5 years ago. There's not been that much change. The change that the increase that have been, Connect have been partly responsible for that with the development of some services, thinking of services like Piripono up in Whangaparoa or Peer Talk, which is an a phone line service and reach out. But we haven't seen the exponential growth of peer support that perhaps we should have done. And if you look at the inquiry report that's come out recently, the government-led inquiry, that identifies, as does international literature, that peer support is something of merit and something to add to the mix and to develop further,
right.
Not necessarily to replace everything, although I do have some staff who would like to see it replace everything, but to add into the mix and make stronger and grow. And that hasn't happened as much as we would have liked, and we certainly want to drive that to be more.
What is the strength of lived experience, Daryl?
Oh, that's a very tough question, Sheldon. You don't. hey, look.
It wasn't on the agenda, was it?
No. I think if I want to take a very broad sort of philosophical view, we all should be reflecting on our journey through life in any conversation we have. So I think that lived experience of trauma or lived experience of mental distress just informs the conversation with somebody else going through the same or similar situation. So I think that in essence that captures it. However, what we've seen is the value of the intentional use of that lived experience in a therapeutic way. So we don't just employ people with lived experience. We train them in a model which allows them to carefully, in a considered way, and supported with supervision and a model to use that lived experience therapeutically. So we're not just about employing people with lived experience. This is about a careful use of that lived experience.
Right. Well, we've had some wonderful examples on Take It From Us, where clients have been brought in by their peer support, their peer supporter or their peer support worker or specialist, and it's wonderful to see that, that sort of support and reinforcement of the of their guest, you know, and that's been that's been a great example. Yeah, so that was the sort of background. Talk started in a car park in South Auckland, but they've developed right through to where would you sort of summarise where the merger is today?
Well, it's gone through a process where, yeah, it started with a conversation. It very quickly became apparent that there was an opportunity there to think more formally about us coming together as organisations. So we involved a conversation with boards and then with leadership teams. And then we went public. It was just before Christmas, I think. We went public with the fact we were having this conversation. And then since then, it's been a lot about detail, both the detail of what this will mean strategically and operationally, because there's peer support to consider, but also Framework is a leader in employment support nationally, you know, one of the best organisations in that area. Connect has a strong base in community support, as does Framework, but also residential support. And both organisations work in areas other than mental health. Connect is a real strong addiction provider. Framework is an intellectual disability provider. So we had to think about how all those moving parts fitted together. What we realised was that we needed all of the services we currently have. So in terms of a merger, there was nothing to get rid of. There was no replication where Framework was strong in an area, Connect wasn't as present geographically. And where we were both in the same geographical area, it was doing different services. So
there was a dovetail.
Yeah, it became really obvious that perhaps it was easier than these things normally are. But much of the last 6 months has been about detail and trying to work out how we're going to put this together.
Right. But the dovetail, the complementary services that you identified fairly early on, they've been reinforced in these discussions and examinations?
Yeah, I think there was a light bulb moment where we realised that many of us dream of having an organisation that can wrap many, many parts and many services around people. And coming together, we had lots of complementary parts that would add to the whole, so that this really was a 2 + 2 = 5. Not 2 + 2 = 4. We're not trying to save money. We're not trying to rationalise back office. We're actually thinking that bringing complementary but different services together and different organisations together, we can do something really special and have something really different.
Well, let's talk again a little later. Let's take a music break and we'll give Daryl a bit of a break as well, and then we can come back to those things that will be very different about the two merged organisations.
Well, I've put together a special selection this morning after Friday's, I don't know what I could call it really. So this goes out to basically all of the Muslim community, and also we've got a fairly big group, I think, within Planet FM. We're all one family. This song here was originally done by Josh Groban. I'm not going to really tell you much about the songs today. I'd far rather let them speak for themselves. It's sung by Sarah Alto and Timu Roivinen, I think his name is. The song is called You Raise Me Up, and I think it symbolises what we all feel for you at this point in time.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come on
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And thanks to Declan for the choice of that track. I think it captures what we were saying in the introduction to Take It From Us today. So today we're talking to the group CEO, Daryl Bishop, of the merged organisations, Connect and Framework. And Daryl was just about to give us some insights into some significant developments that are being progressively announced. What are some of those things that you'd like to talk about, Daryl?
Well, Sheldon, once we decided we were going to do this, we always knew at some point we would need a name for the new organisation. Otherwise, people like you have to keep saying the merged organisation between Framework and Connect, and it's quite a lot to get out. So we committed to a process of co-design to do that, and we spoke to staff and service users and a range of people. That process took a couple of months, but as some of your listeners may have already seen my shining face on a video release we did through social media, but we landed with the name Ember. Ember, which we see as a metaphor for recovery, because many of the people we work with, their fires might be quite low, might be an ember, like an ember in a fire, but we feel as an organization we can give birth back to that and make people's fire strong again. So we thought Ember was a very good metaphor. And we'll also be using a Tereo. We're committed to the use of Tereo in the name as part of our commitments to the treaty. And the Tereo strapline we're looking at is we've decided on is Korowai Taketini, which means a cloak of many parts, which we feel it was given to us by a Kaumatua, one of the Kaumatua who works with Connect. And he described it as meaning a cloak of many parts, which reflects what our services do, because we provide lots of wraparound support and nourishment and nurturing. So that cloak metaphor was really strong, but also it represents the merger, because we're bringing together many parts into one whole. So Ember, Korowai Taketini, is the name of the trust, and it will be a group structure, so there'll be services in different parts of the group sitting underneath that.
So there'll be Ember Trust?
Yeah, the overall trust will be called Ember Trust. We will be having Ember services, so they'll just be called Ember, but they will be all the services funded by DHBs and ministries. We're also going to establish, really excitingly, Ember Innovations, which will be an area where we do a number of things. Both organisations have ventured into social enterprise in recent years, so that's where that will sit. But also it will be a place where we can incubate new ideas away from the glare of public funding, and we can develop funky, innovative, new ways of doing things ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to set up Ember Housing, which is a housing trust to support people into real accommodation and to occasionally act as landlord and things like that.
So. Right. So, I mean, Connect still has some intensive rehabilitation, housing rehabilitation, something that Framework has sort of moved away and put its clients back into the community, but it also leases houses, particularly in South Auckland, where it can house some of its clients as well.
So the residential support services will sit in the Services Limited. So all of the services we're currently funded to deliver will continue, and they will be run as a services organisation called Ember. The Ember housing is more like you described, when we act as a, where we're supporting people into their accommodation, into the community, or we're acting as landlord, or we're supporting people with landlords in the community. But the actual residential services that Connect have will sit in Ember services, in the services area.
The response, the feedback to the announcement, you did a YouTube clip, which has gone out, I understand, to many in the mental health community or sector. Your feedback?
Well, viral, I think, is the word, Spencer, that they use these days, isn't it? I think a couple of thousand people have watched it, but 1,500 of those might have just been my mum showing it to people, so we won't get too carried away. The response has been really good. I think people, when we did the co-design, people gave us some clear feedback. They wanted it to be simple. They wanted it to have Tereo in it, but not to be just a sole Tereo name. They wanted it to have a recovery focus. So we've incorporated all of those things. I think it's a name which suits the organisation, and people seem to have responded well to it. However, a brand, as you know with your background, Sheldon, a brand is only as good as you. So if the services we provide aren't up to scratch, then that brand will quite quickly not be a very good brand. But I'm confident that our staff, our people, our services are fantastic. So whatever we called it in time, that would be a positive brand, because our brand is our people, really.
Right.
This is just a name. But it's a name that we like, and it's a name that really, really captures the moment.
Yeah, and igniting people's recovery is a nice analogy, isn't it?
Yeah, anything with fire for me. I've said to many people, if I've described my career and the things I've been very lucky to be involved with, whether it be Light Minds or Connect, it's about lighting fires, not putting them out.
Right.
So my all the stuff I've wanted to do and the organisations that I've been blessed to be part of have been about starting fires, starting conversations, you know, making things burn brightly, not about extinguishing fires and putting them out, not quieting people. So it suits me, it suits the organisations both.
Right.
And it's an exciting, bright future. So.
Yeah. So a launch, are we looking at a launch of Ember?
Well, we're kind of doing two processes. One is that we're doing an organic merge over time, which in reality will take a year or two, you know, because you've got lots of moving parts to bring together. But yeah, you've known me for a while, Sheldon. Of course, we're going to have a party. So yeah, we're looking at a more a formal sort of event in late May, early June, ready for the legal sort of kickoff contract-wise on July the 1st. But it's kind of already happening. We're already doing it, and we're already launched, really. I have an email address now, so I'm the organization with one employee at this point, but I'm hoping to bring more across over the next few months.
So you have an Ember
address. I saw it this morning. Yeah, so I'm Daryl Bishop at ember.org.nz.
oh
yeah,
wonderful,
the first one.
Okay,
it's great.
Oh well, then that's justified as the group CEO of the organizer of Ember. I can now talk about Ember, I suppose, can I?
Yeah, well, Ember's out there because we did the video release, and we've started to talk to funders about the process of transferring contracts to Ember. So July the 1st is a plug-in date, really, because you need a day one. But
right.
But yeah, we're starting the process now.
So I mean, the two organisations do have offices that, what could you say, distance from each other. You're up in Apollo Drive there, and that's a new suburb that I don't even know the name of. What's it called up in Apollo Drive near Constellation Drive?
Mairangi Bay.
Oh, it's Mairangi Bay?
Yeah, effectively, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was told yesterday it was Rosedale.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rosedale, Mairangi Bay, but yeah, Mairangi Bay, I think, is the postal address.
Right. And you've got operations in Hamilton and further, what, up in Wongaparā and that sort of thing?
Well, actually, Connect goes from Kaitaia, Whangarei, Whangaparā, Auckland, Hamilton, Tokoro, Whakatāne and Rotorua now. So
right.
So we've got bases and services across the Upper North Island, and Framework is obviously has a really big base in Otahu, but is also Papakura and Pukekohe.
Right.
So bigger organisations, and this is something I think our staff are just getting their head around, bigger organisations need bases. We have to service contracts in all of those areas, so we need a place for our staff and our managers to be. So while we may technically have a head office, We don't want to be defined by it. And
right.
I think most of the larger organisations, you'd struggle to know where their head office was because they've got strong bases in lots of communities. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. So that network of offices, how do you bring a new culture? If Framework has continued to work in their Otahu office and the connectors are in Apollo Drive, how do you bring the culture together and the staff together? I mean, there were a couple of staff from Connect working through some issues with IT and finance and accounting and that sort of thing. So in Otahu yesterday when I was there. So that was nice to meet a couple of people that, I'd seen at the one of the Dream Session on Friday, but how do you get that sort of cultural mix and connection?
Well, we start by stop calling them connectors and frameworkers.
Right.
That'll be the first step. So we first of all start by, you know, more using the one word and saying we all work for Ember. So everybody will be part of one organisation, and that'll happen in stages. There'll be a launch, and then July the 1st, but it will happen organically over time. I think we use every opportunity we can to bring people together. And you mentioned the dreaming sessions, and that was partly about developing a strategic direction for the new organisation, but also in a big part about bringing people together. Because one thing I know about staff and people involved with both organisations is they're remarkably similar. They're all very passionate grassroots community workers and residential workers who believe really passionately, either because of lived experience or other experience, about the work we do. So as soon as we put them in a room together, all of those fears drop away. Yeah. And yes, there are some practical considerations about how we configure support services to make sure that we service all those areas from Kaitaia right down to Whakatane. But on the whole, it's just about bringing people together, Sheldon. Right. That's what we need to do.
Well, as I said at the Dream Session on Friday, I was impressed by the numbers of mainlanders, of people from the South Island who seem to be part of both teams. And I'm sure that will give great strength to the organisation.
Well, you're biased. I was impressed by how many English people there were there as well. But I think this is these are two organisations with incredible diversity, incredible range of experience, and incredible skill. I made an analogy in a meeting early on in the piece that a hobby of mine is cooking. I really enjoy cooking, and I always feel confident if I've got the right ingredients that I can cook anything. And in these two organisations, we've got the right ingredients. So whatever we decide to do, however we do it, I'm confident because I've got confidence in the people to deliver what we want to deliver.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. It's all about people, Sheldon.
Well, the first time that Daryl came to Otahu to talk and introduce himself, he mentioned his cooking, and I reminded him that I had bought a butcher's block off him when he was living in Green Lane. I needed a butcher's block for my apartment because I didn't have sufficient bench space, and I've been very privileged to own that because it's been a great asset to my own cooking interest. Anyway, we'd better keep on with the show. Declan, what have you got for us in the way of music?
You're keeping me warmed up. I was just thinking, Ember, you could have the saying, what is it? We glow to help you grow.
Oh, I say. Very good.
There you go. Yeah, just popped into my head.
He's a real asset, this man, Daryl.
Well, so they tell me. Anyway, as you know, today is music that is being dedicated to our Muslim brothers and sisters. And this is a song called Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi, and I think it encompasses quite nicely where we're from. So, here we go.
I'm going on during this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all and nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you know to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all and nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull.
day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And we have the privilege today on Mental Health Radio, Take It From Us, to be interviewing the group chief executive of Ember, which is the new brand and name for the merged Connect and Framework. That merger will become official on the 1st of July, but it sounds as though there's going to be a big bash sometime beforehand. You're a bit of a party man, Daryl.
Well, that's a bit harsh. I just gave you a really simple name of Ember, then you still added the framework and connect bit at the end. No, I just think it's really important to acknowledge process and acknowledge change. And I think we can call it a party, but a launch event is something which will acknowledge all of the work, not just in the merger, but also it's really important to remember, while this is an exciting step forward into the future, it's also the end, effectively, of two organisations that have done 60 years' work between them. Mm. And it's important to acknowledge the journey that both organisations have been on to this point, because we're not going to use the name Framework or Connect anymore. It's going to be about Ember, which I think is fabulous and positive. But also it's important that, you know, let's not mess around. Both Connect and Framework have saved lives. Mm. And that's been really important to lots of people. So we need to honour that, and that will be a big part of that event too.
So I guess something that's quite critical is, when do we start using the name Ember? I mean, particularly for a broadcaster like Take It From Us, because we are funded by Framework Trust, which perpetuates the name of Framework, doesn't it? And so is there going to be a sort of a cut-off date?
Obviously, from July the 1st, you will be using Ember as part of this broadcast, but we may give you permission to use it before, because look, it is an organic merge. It's all legally signed up, right. But we're choosing July the 1st for a number of reasons. One of the main ones being it's the first day of the financial year, so it just seems a good day. There's a very practical, which is rather boring for radio, but the very practical consideration of, we have to transfer a whole lot of employment contracts and a whole lot of funders contracts. So having a day that you do that makes it easier. But the brand is ours. The name will be adopted by Framework earlier than that, so you will be able to use it earlier technically than July the 1st. Mm-hmm. For a while, it's going to feel a little bit clunky with three names, but hopefully from July the 1st, it'll just be one. And we'll
I was just going to say that you can warm to the idea, and we're coming up to winter, so I think it's quite actually appropriate, both of them.
Well, we'll be right in the middle of winter and wanting to ignite the embers, I would think, at that time of the year.
I love winter, nothing like getting into a nice warm bed.
I see Declan likes a pun as well, doesn't he? That's good.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, so response to Ember and the merger from key target audiences like government departments, the district health boards, the funders, the ministries, and that sort of thing?
It's been really positive. Look, I would expect nothing else. Our reputations of both organisations are really strong with funders. So again, nobody's rescuing anybody, nobody's failing. Both organisations would have carried on positively, but they can see the benefit of shared back offices, shared resources, a stronger, more stable, sustainable financial platform for a new organisation. All of those things are right up the funders' streets. Yeah. So that's our direct funders. And then also at a central government level, and I know you want to talk about the inquiry, this comes at a time when the country needs strong voices around mental health, addiction, disability, those sorts of issues. So I think national stakeholders I've spoken to can see the benefit of combining skill, knowledge and resource.
Mm. So really, this the government's inquiry into mental health and addictions is coincides with this merger. It's sort of like a springboard almost, isn't it? Is that the way you see it?
Well, nothing's by accident, Sheldon. One of the conversations early was there's an opportunity here for us to be a big player in influencing the future of the mental health and addiction sector. And we're better off in that conversation together rather than separately. I think I've worked in mental health my whole life since I trained, well, since I did a psychology degree and then trained as a psych nurse. I see this as our opportunity, our generation's opportunity to make things better for future generations. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we, as organisations, are not going to miss out on that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be front and centre in all discussions, national, regional, because that's what we need to do. And we would have done that as separate organisations, but remembering the cry of 2 plus 2 equals 5, we're better off together because we'll have a stronger voice.
Mm. I mean, there really has been an explosion in the profile of mental health, and I guess the incidence of mental unwellness in New Zealand. I think that, you know, the suicide rate increasing, 10% per year for the last 2 or 3 years at least. The sort of higher profile of abuse. All of this has increased the sort of stature and conversation around mental health. I mean, I think it's unprecedented in my exposure in the last 12 years to mental health, and I guess my lifelong challenge with mental health. Would that be your conclusion around what's happening in New Zealand at the moment?
Yeah, I certainly think I've been in New Zealand for 20 years, and in those 20 years, there are now more conversations than ever about mental health, mental illness, mental distress, people's struggles, stresses, strains, however you want to word it, more people talk about it. I think we are part of a system that isn't working well enough. I think most people would agree. It's full of good people trying really hard to support people in distress, to prevent distress, all of those things. But the way it's configured and the way it's worked, the way it's established or set up, we've kind of outgrown it, in my view. The population size means that it's not really working as well as we want to anymore. And the inquiry pointed to that. We don't need some foo-fooing around and tinkering at the edges. We need some radical overhaul. We need change. We need to think about this whole issue of mental distress and addiction and other concomitant sort of stuff going on. We need to think about it differently from day one of people's lives, or before people are born, right through to old age. We need different solutions. We need different focus. We need different systems. So it's a big conversation. And while I'm really happy that people talk about mental distress more, I think we need some solutions because you know, talk can be cheap, and we just need to make sure that we follow through this time, because I've been part of many conversations, particularly when I was at Light Minds, about how we should do things differently. This is our opportunity to actually do things differently.
Well, I guess the reality is that we've had over 50 reports into the state of mental health, and the danger may be that this latest one is just going to be slotted in with the rest of those reports, and that little happens. Can you see a willingness for the outcomes of this report to be different?
I think the main reason is I don't think we'll let that happen this time. The government reports are government reports, and I've worked for the government, as you know, and I've worked in the sector, in the non-government sector. What you do with government reports is up to us, really. So I feel the difference is that there's a tide and a wave of energy from the sector for change, And you've seen that with the work of Mike King. You've seen that with the way that the NGOs and our sector are standing up and driving the inquiry panel. I was very pleased that Barbara Disley, who's a real leader in our NGO sector, was part of the panel because it gave it a real sense of our perspective. I think this is different because of that. It's not a government document. This is a New Zealand document and a New Zealand inquiry. And I think the response will be stronger.
Yeah. I guess another factor is that, you know, the incidence of mental health, the suicide rate, the stats on depression and other diagnoses does suggest that things aren't quite right in our society. And I think a former New Zealander of the Year today talks about the underbelly of New Zealand, and you know, that is something that I feel quite strongly about. So maybe these things are, well, they're issues that just can't be overlooked and ignored anymore.
And the inquiry report points to that. There's conversation in there about trauma, which clearly is a key part of what you're talking about. Until we properly address trauma in our communities, then we still will see the experience of mental distress flourishing.
And I suppose Christchurch is what happened on Friday is exactly that. Let's we're getting a bit deep and serious here, so let's take another music break. How about warming us up, Declan, with something a little bright and breezy?
Well, actually, I've got one here which I've played a couple of times before, but I'm going to play it again. It actually comes from the movie The Fault in Our Stars, about two people who both had cancer and the story that played out on that. It's called All of the Stars, but I think the words on it are beautiful. And once again, I send that out with all of our love from everyone here in the studio for and around New Zealand for something that should never, ever, ever have come to our doorstep. Here's All of the Stars. It's sung by Ed Sheeran.
It's just another night, and I'm staring at the moon. I saw a shooting star and thought of you. I sang a lullaby by the water side and knew if you were here, I'd sing to you. Here on the other side, as the skyline splits in two, miles away from seeing you, but I can see the stars from America. I wonder, do you see them too? So open your eyes and see the way I arrive. The lights will lead into the night with me, and I know these scars will bleed, but both of our hearts bleed. All of these stars will guide. I can hear your heart on the radio beats. They're playing Chasing Cars, and I thought of us. Back to the time you were lying next to me. I looked across and fell in love. And so I took your hand back through land. Everything led back to you. So can you see the stars over Amsterdam? Hear the song my heart is beating to. So open your eyes. The lights will lead into
can see the stars from America.
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And perhaps not a track as bright and breezy as I had anticipated.
The thing behind it is totally different. But yeah, no, it's I think it's the sentiment basically behind it is just Sarah sending out that love and that we're all one basically. And yeah.
Well, that's one of the joys of working with Planet FM, in that there's about 52 or over 50 different cultures here. And when we come to celebrate the Mikey Awards at the end of each year, it's a real joy to meet all of those different cultures and to often have one culture that is invited to put the food on and to dance and play music and to dress up in their traditional costumes. So it really is a privilege to be part of Planet FM with all its different vibrancy and diversity, and it really outlines the way that New Zealand, the New Zealand community has diversified, probably in the last 20 years, actually, Darryl.
So what do you do when you're in charge of it? Is it cheese rolls and you're all dressed in Crusaders outfits?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm absolutely mortified that the Crusaders name may disappear off the Super Rugby. Yeah, that's going to be tough. I was challenged by Darryl at a meeting on Friday that you can't call a rugby team a football side, but I saw that the coach of the Warriors, who had a big win over in Sydney against somebody, or in Australia, he talked about the Warriors being a football team. Yeah, Stephen Kearney.
Yeah, I don't see so much an issue with the name, but I think the ceremony of the horses and so on that they had before, I think that could be removed because of its connection. But otherwise, if we, is it a, what do you change to? And I guess where does it end? But I think the thing is the respect and love that comes from the country. And I think we're going to see the unfortunate, I don't even know what words to put to it, but what we've experienced as a nation, I think, is going to pull us together a lot more so.
Well, I think we're seeing that already with the vigils and that sort of thing. Yep. But anyway, we've got our guest here today, Group CEO Darryl Bishop of Ember, the new name and brand. What's the vision for Ember in the future, Darryl?
The vision is kind of what we talked about before, and it's captured in the idea of Kōra Wai Takatini. So this is this idea that we will use our shared experiences to build an organisation that can wrap around people, wrap around whānau, and wrap around communities, and that we will be a place where there are a variety of solutions and a variety of supports, but also that we'll lead the conversation. We want to be a key influencer on the future of the mental health, addiction and disability sectors we work in. We don't want to be passengers. We want to be leading and influencing what we think is right. So really good services, known for their excellence, but also innovating and influencing the future would be the key vision.
Yeah, you used the term social enterprise the other day. Is that something that Connect has already advanced, developing social enterprise, which I guess is, implies to me that it's separate from government funding. It's something that has been initiated and is self-funding.
Yeah, we're really keen, or we've been really keen, and Framework has ventured somewhat into this as well. We're really keen to look for opportunities that don't rely on government funding, or opportunities to work in partnership with government funders with other models of funding as well. We've ran social enterprises for the last 5 or 6 years, of 7 years. We've got a change consultancy that works in corporate world, where we say that our experience of mental health and our experience of people going through change is something that's valuable. We sell those services, and then we use the money, and we've largely used the money to develop an in-school resilience program called Mindsets. So we sell something to corporates, and then we use the money to develop something which otherwise wouldn't have been developed. There is also a benefit of having an innovations area that is away from public funding, because you can grow things through pilot stage yourself, you can work on the model, and you can develop something, and then you can look for funding later. So some is social enterprise for social enterprise's sake, and some is innovating to grow for future funded programs. Mm. So a bit of both. Like a little nursery garden in the back of your house, Sheldon.
Right, just what I've got there, and I compost as well. Probably the only person with an apartment in Parnell that composts.
Too much information.
Thank you, Declan. The mindset, that is introducing mindfulness to schools, I think, on the North Shore. Am I right?
Well, no, it's across Auckland now. It started in Rangitoto College 6 years ago. Mindsets is a resilience-based program aimed at year 12 and 13, largely, but I've been looking to develop it beyond that. It has some elements of mindfulness, some elements of acceptance therapy, which looks at supporting young people getting ready to leave school to be perhaps more better at self-efficacy and more resilience, and think about their decision-making and how they make decisions. We've just evaluated it, and the early results of the evaluation say that it seems to work, and it seems to develop more self-efficacy. More self-efficacy in teenagers.
Explain, what is self-efficacy?
Well, just the ability for people to make better decisions and reflect on the process that they're going through as young people, rather than just lurch from one situation to the other. Right. So be a bit more in control of their life.
Mm. I think a very good friend of mine and psychologist, Vicky Beard, who's given great support to this radio show over the years, is now a psychologist at Anxiety New Zealand. She, I'm sure, was one of the facilitators of Mindset.
Oh, Vicky's been a real driver of Mindsets. When you can understand what she's saying with the thick Scottish accent, she's really, really good at what she does.
Well, Daryl, thank you very much. It's wonderful to have you back in the Take It From Us studio. I didn't realise that you'd been put through this challenge four times in your career, but it's great to have you back.
And he's doing well.
Explain Ember, and we'll look forward to getting behind and supporting the promotion of Ember just whenever we can.
That's fantastic, Sheldon. Yeah, it's fantastic to be back. Four times. 4 times in 20 years is not overkill, though, is it?
Are
you trying to perform a radio marathon here? Yeah. What do they call triathlete?
We'll expect you to be a regular visitor now that you're the boss and probably in charge of the funding as well. So,
Oh, crikey, that sounds
better be on our best behaviour then. I'll just crawl back into my box, shall I?
Yeah, well, let's just play our sting for the community notices. We've got about a minute and a half before we sign off today on Take It From Us.
Take It From Us Community Notice Board.
And one of the significant things in 2019 is that the date for Mental Health Awareness Week has changed. It's no longer going to be in October. The dates are from the 23rd to the 29th of September. It seems that this change is to be receptive to the fact that schools were on holiday during October, and schools have said that they want to be part of Mental Health Awareness Week. So just note that date down. Mental Health Awareness Week in 2019 is going to be between the 23rd and the 29th of September.
You've got 30 seconds.
I've got 30 seconds.
I'm being kind to you.
Right. Well, I wanted to put another plug-in for Drive. Consumer Direction, a wonderful organisation, and Daryl was saying that so many people have lived experience at Connect, as many do at Framework, and Drive is certainly a reflection of the benefit of a lived experience in providing recovery messages and all that goes with mental health. Thank you for listening, and thank you very much to Daryl as well.
I was just going to say, Denise, if you're out there, I saw your little hope, little paperweight this morning, and it couldn't have been more appropriate. Catch you next week, everyone.